Matanuska Susitna Borough voters will decide on how borough government is funded in the general election on Tuesday. Real property taxpayers say they've shouldered the burden long enough and that consumers should pay too. A proposed sales tax on the ballot would add 3% on the dollar to borough coffers, but many question the new tax's cost to local businesses. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
When shopping in Wasilla, Houston, or Palmer, don't forget to bring a handful of pennies. The Matanuska Valley cities already have a sales tax on groceries and retail items, and the Borough Assembly's proposed Proposition 1 would add a 3% borough-wide sales tax on top of that. If passed, Valley consumers who shop locally will feel a double tax bite, and that's why Wasilla Mayor Vern Ruprecht says his city council stands against Prop 1.
It'll make the cost of doing business in the three cities within the borough somewhat prohibitive for most people, where you'd have your sales would be 6 cents in Palmer, 5.5 in Wasilla, and 5 in Houston. It's really not revenue neutral, and large property holders would benefit, but not mom and pop, you and me, grandma, and everybody on fixed incomes or lower incomes.
But Wasilla real estate agent Jesse Tanner is backing Prop 1 because of the tax relief it provides for property owners. Tanner says Valley shoppers are paying the city's sales taxes already and getting nothing back for it.
Our intention completely with this is to diversify the tax base. You know, property taxes have increased 47% since 2000, and the Assembly's facing lots more projects here in the near future, and I only see an increase in the property taxes for just property owners alone.
Prop 1 caps the borough mill rate at 7.3 and gives property owners a $20,000 exemption on the real property value of their primary residence. But Mayor Ruprecht says that will benefit absentee landowners the most.
Large property holders, people that have summer recreation property here in the valley, aren't residents. So they would be getting the benefit of a property tax reduction, but then who's left here to pay for it? And that's the people who live right here in this valley.
Prop 1 could be considered a sales tax, a consumption tax, or a substitution tax, depending on who you talk to. Borough Assembly members voted the proposed ordinance onto the ballot, overriding Borough Mayor Talis Kohlberg's objections and veto. Tanner says the borough sales tax equalizes the burden of paying for capital projects that an increasing borough population demands. He says he's looking ahead to stave off the day when real property taxes skyrocket.
If housing prices continue to increase out here, or we eventually get to a point where we have $5,000 tax bills on a basic residence, you're not going to have people move into the valley anymore.
Wasilla Mayor Ruprecht says 2 cents of the 2.5% sales tax on every Wasilla spent dollar goes to fund city operations. But if shoppers decide to shop in Anchorage to avoid the new borough sales tax, the cities will lose out. Supporters of Prop 1 say the tax will only be $3 on every $100 spent in the borough. Ruprecht says, let's do the math.
Depending if you had $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month of disposable income, on a scale you'd be paying anywhere from $549 to $729 more a year in taxes to the borough.
Two incumbent assembly members up for re-election voted in favor of putting Prop 1 on the ballot. Of the five challengers seeking assembly seats, not one is in favor of the sales tax. Incumbent Michelle Church says she's in favor of tax diversification. Incumbent Rob Wells says, let the voters decide. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.